from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, one more time. One more time this week, as in today. And then all the folks here, and I speak on behalf of everybody in this company, is done for the rest of the week. And, you know, you can't always say that. I'm looking down and I can see all the stations. I'm at the end here and kind of facing towards them. And some of them have already checked out, not here today, but they'll be gone the next few days. Anyway, we say good morning to everybody. And yeah, no matter what's going on here in South Florida, we always have sports going on, man. And the free agency thing. You know what I just started doing? And a lot of fan podcasts, and they're getting real popular, and sometimes they ask me to do them, and if I can, you know, I do, and so there's a lot of people doing it. I don't think it's their main job, but I'm guessing a lot of them are trying to make money and have followers and subscribers and the whole thing. And some of you probably do them that are up early this morning, and the ones that don't, follow other people that you like that are fans and you've known a long time and you get to know. And listen, man, fans are knowledgeable and fans are passionate, and in some cases, a hell of a lot more passionate in the off season than the players who are getting ready to go. And again, so I was watching. I don't know why I'm starting with this today, because we do have a lot of stuff to get to. Last night, with the DeMar DeRozan stuff, really the top free agent left in this group, and he'll be 35 years. I got to go through age because you have to. DeMar DeRozan's had a hell of a career. He really has. And Ellie averaged 24 points a game last year, and more importantly, something that he players aren't aware of, he played 79 games. Like, that guy stayed durable and played. Now, they had terrible chemistry. They had a terrible team. Chicago has been one of the most underachieving teams ever put together.
Did you just get a shot in at 6:04, by the way? Was that a shot at Jimmy Butler?
It was a shot in general, okay, about a lot of guys.
Just want to clarify. 6:04, we got
that
a shot. Shot taken, all right.
I didn't say anybody's name.
We knew who you were talking
about. Okay, you did. So, anyway, and by the way, he's going to be 35 next month, but 24 points a game, 79 games. Not a three-point shooter. Matter of fact, that's not Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy's done better with it recently, but he hasn't been through his career. And DeMar's just really good. Mid-range, got a good game, got a nice little fadeaway shot if you watch him play, and he's played on some good teams, and he's been on some different teams in his career like most guys. So he's looking for a team, and it looks like it's between the Lakers and the Heat. And right now the Heat aren't exactly in great financial shape. I guess they have a mid-level exception of $5.2 million, without getting too technical on these different things you can have and stuff. But I don't know, man. It seems for a guy that scored 24 points and all these guys getting all that money, that DeMar DeRozan's like, hey, Pat, I'd love to play for you, man, because I always think you're going to have a good team. But $5 million, that's a little drop in money. So I don't know. Lakers obviously looking for another guy that can score, and this dude scores, man. He's always been a scorer, always been able to. Just a couple years ago, I think he averaged 27 points a game and was really good. So last night, I go to some of these podcasts. I just start, and some guys I've met, especially the Dolphin group, and I see some of those guys. And so a lot of times you like to see what everybody's talking about from a fan side of it. I didn't used to care. But as these things have gotten more popular, I keep an eye on them. I'm being very honest. So I went to a Heat one last night. They're ripping Pat Riley. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Like, you know how frustrated this guy was, and Pat, and I'm like, bro, you ought to be, you ought, when you finish this podcast, you ought to be getting off, and you ought to be apologizing if you think Pat Riley has just decided, well, this year we're not going to do anything. If you don't think Pat Riley is doing everything he can. Pat Riley, again, one of the great hall passes in 35 years of radio for me. Because when he got here, he came in that nice suit, and he's telling us we're going to go down Biscayne Boulevard and have some and parades. And I went, wow, man, you slick back, sweet-talking L.A., New York, and now you're bringing that stuff here. I got to see it. And he did it. And so I get it. And, you know, they're in
a suit. What? We talked about this yesterday, man. Like, what do people expect?
No, I get that all the guys, because
you're going to win a championship every single year?
Let me finish this before. But, and the frustration from the guy, in fairness, was, well, all the, you know, he's coming back with that injured team. Like, it's just going to go away and we're going to be really good. And I'm like, yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it that a lot of teams are doing that are stuck in contracts and like, hey, man, we need to get more out of you. I think that's what Pat said. But if you don't think Pat Riley is trying to do something, if there's one guy that's always trying to, look at, he runs a show, man, and he's got Mickey and Nick right there usually buying into it as long as it doesn't get too expensive or too crazy. Nobody wants to pay those extra taxes in the NBA, but they'll make it work. Andy's a brilliant guy. And they made some aggressive moves through the years, man, to bring guys in. Hell, they're one so aggressive 1 year they couldn't get a guy, and the commissioner jumped in and went, no. Wasn't that Juwan Howard? They were trying to get in the first time, and Juwan was really good at that point. They're going, no. You can't have Alonzo and Juwan. I mean, so. But anyway, I just thought it was really interesting. This guy was just frustrated, man. I'm frustrated and. And, you know, in the comments, and then I see Pat Riley got old. I didn't hear your ass saying that the last couple years when they were taking teams and going to the finals and stuff. But anyway, hey, listen, man, that's where we are. It's year to year. What have you done for me lately, man? We do that in radio, so we probably have a lot in common with that frustrated Heat guy. I don't know if he was Heat Man or what his name was.
I saw a lot of those comments yesterday, though, man. I saw someone was complaining that the team doesn't spend. Right? They don't spend enough money on players. They want them to go. So, like, I don't know if you understand any of this stuff. And I was listening to Solana yesterday trying to explain it. I still don't understand.
Mickey doesn't want to pay luxury taxes State Warriors.
But they have these, like, apron things. They call them aprons. Like, the first apron, the second apron. They're talking about, like, these different categories of taxes. I don't understand any of it.
No, I don't seem to care enough to, like, if I really cared, I would. It's kind of like, all the creative stuff they even do with the Dolphins and stuff, and I'm like, you know, and Omar's great for looking a year ahead. Omar is the ultimate. He's always looking 12 months ahead. And I said, Omar, he did the other day. What was that topic? I said, Omar, can I just enjoy this year, man? Can we try to win it again this year? Well, we have to be responsible. No, Omar, let's do whatever we have to do right now. You know, we're getting older. I'm getting desperate. I don't care about 2 years from now. Hell, I don't guarantee at my age I'm going to be around 2 years from now.
It's just crazy. Like, I don't know as a Heat fan what people, like, realistically expect from this team. Like, they've been really good and relevant basically every year of their existence in like, modern times, Joe. Like, ever since Alonzo Mourning, Tim Hardaway got here, right?
So last
they've
year.
They've been a very competitive team. The only year I can think of is the Michael Beasley draft year, right? Where they had that terrible season, they ended up drafting Michael Beasley, right? Did they have another year where they were just terrible?
I think they had one more year. What was the year they were really good in the second half? Weren't very good in the first.
And, I know what you had. When they
signed all those guys.
And then they brought them all back.
And they ended up being turds. There were a few turds in the group. They took a chance and thought those guys would play the way they did in the second half. Didn't work.
They've given out some terrible contracts. There's no question. They have some terrible contracts on the team right now.
But saying that,
they've still been really good, man. They've done a whole lot of winning in a town that, you know, doesn't usually see a lot of winning. I know the Panthers just changed that, but the Heat were the gold standard for this town forever.
It is weird, actually, to say right now that the Panthers have their act together more than the Miami Heat. That is a strange one that most people thought is one of the greatest franchise and winning as franchise. Everything the Heat has done is, you know, and the frustration for everybody to, you know, have to play the number one seed in the first round and you're banged up and Jimmy Butler's out and, you know, and the whole thing that was just bad. By the time, by the end of that series, like half the team was out, right? And guys were playing limited minutes because of their back and their leg. And
but it happens to every franchise, Joe. Like it's
you can't be great all the time.
Exclusive to the Heat. I mean, look at the Warriors.
Oh.
Right? The Warriors were a dynasty for a little while there, and I don't know what they're going to come back with next year.
I'll tell you what they're coming back. They're going to struggle to get a top eight spot with that group they have.
Did you see, by the way, people were taking anonymous shots at Clay? Right after he left?
No, I didn't see. I didn't
see,
they had
though. Some radio reporter. Some reporter went on the radio over there and was like, this guy said that Clay was as toxic as Draymond. Unnamed, obviously.
Well, listen,
but
I like Clay as a player. And by the way, he comes across as a really kind of a I had no problems with Clay Thompson. I have a problem when a guy starts going 0 for 10 in games.
Well, you know, and when a guy leaves, that's when the
people
to take their parting shots.
Hey,
right?
Are you kidding me? My team is really good at that. When guys are going out, let's leak some crap about the guy and let's get it out there.
But Golden State, Joe, the Lakers are another team that, you know, a tremendous franchise that,
by the way,
kind of on a downward trend right now.
I don't want to hit all this stuff, but you just hit on one. JJ, I know.
That's not going to work out.
No. Let me finish here for a sec. Did you hear JJ with Bronny? You earned this. You went out and got it. This is your hard work.
Well, what else is he going
to
say?
No, I get it. You have to, like, hey, no.
We only took you because your dad held a gun to our head.
Right. Like, Bronny's going, man, I want to thank the organization and everything. And, you know, by the way, he goes, I know a lot of people are down on this. I've seen the comments. And so JJ goes, no. And you've earned this. And I was like, all right, JJ, you got the job. Everybody knows the relationship. It's fine that you did it, but let's not get carried away. They're coming off the bench averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds and 1 assist a game. And by the way, the kid did come off something terrible. He collapsed on. He could have died. I mean, that's serious stuff. But let's not – and it's been a nice little comeback. I don't know how good his workouts were when he decided to turn pro.
I'm guessing he would have gone undrafted.
What do you think? Yeah. Really?
I still like this story regardless.
And by the way,
I like this story. I think it's a cool story.
It is a great story, but let's not – don't sit and tell us like he was one of the top four guards in the draft.
We want JJ to say at the press conference, well, you know, to be honest, LeBron threatened to leave if we
And by the way,
him.
JJ sitting there talking, and through the curtain right next to it is LeBron and his wife. Hey, big fella. We love him, but we really love you. Sign that damn 3-year contract so we can get going on that thing, man. We can get rolling.
Hey, how about when that ends poorly, by the way, with J.J. Redick and he gets back into the podcasting business? Which you know that thing is not going to end the way they envision it, right?
I don't know.
I don't know how quickly it'll be.
Has anybody played their cards better? Watching J.J.'s career up close where he was going on Stephen A.'s show every day and doing those debates and rolling his eyes when Stephen A. would go after the players and J.J. was sitting there protecting them and, you know, talking about it as a player and going, and then he started getting a bigger role. Then the next thing you know, they fire a couple of guys. They put him on the number one team on NBA for ESPN. And then he's doing a podcast with LeBron. I mean, the dude just exploded. And then the next thing you know, your name's being thrown out there as a head coach, and you get the job of the Lakers. They didn't exactly put you with the Pistons. They put you with the Lakers. Every day you walk in to shoot a little and throw a couple of passes to your players warming up, and you look up and you see those names. That, by the way, is impressive just to look at those damn names that the guys have put those Laker uniforms on.
So there's one outcome that would be obviously the best case scenario is that this thing not only ends poorly, but JJ has some sort of falling out with LeBron.
No way.
As he's getting fired by that team. And then he jumps back into the podcast game and he really spills the beans on everything that actually happened over there.
I think LeBron is going to have to go the extra mile. You remember when Dwayne was kind of the guy for Spo, kind of put the fires out and said, hey, you guys, Spo's good. I've been with him. Because I think early on in Spo's career, Dwayne Wade was the best thing that happened because D. Wade was like, hey, man, guy's good. He knows what he's doing. He's put in his time. Spo, by the way, was not handed a friggin' job. If you're not familiar with Spo's background, he was shooting video when this thing started for practices and stuff.
He went the old school. No, he went the old school
way.
He worked his way into the job.
Yeah, he stayed and helped guys and ran down basketballs on long jumpers that bounced across the gym in practice.
If the Heat were a weak organization, Spo would have been canned, what? How many games was it into LeBron's tenure here?
Yeah, not many.
When he bumped into him, yeah, that would have been the end.
The bump, right? and then, you know, if the truth be known, LeBron goes back to Pat and says, hey, man, and he goes, hey, apparently you don't know how this works. I hired Spo. He's a really good coach. LeBron ain't saying that now. Of course, LeBron ain't coming out, you know, and saying that he did any of that stuff either. So we got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. We really do. We're going to be bouncing around. But I did want to throw out DeMar DeRozan. There is a chance. I don't know how much for $5.2 million. DeMar probably loved to – I do believe he'd love to play here because I think a lot of guys love to put on a Heat uniform. But $5.2 million, these guys like their money too now. And I'm guessing LeBron's been on that phone. I guess LeBron was on the phone for Clay and it didn't work. He went, I know my dad, I know the background here, but I'm going to Dallas,
that
man.
Team's a tough sell, that Laker team, because AD, you know, as good as he is always injured. I saw yesterday, though, everyone's like, just trade Tyler Hero for nothing. Like, just trade him for draft pick, anything. Just to get rid of his salary.
I'm Tyler on the team.
Yeah, man. I don't know that DeMar DeRozan at this stage of his career is all, you know, that significantly better anyway than Tyler Hero.
The only difference with Tyler, and don't get mad, and DeMar played 79 games last year. He missed three frigging games.
How much longer you keep that up, though, that would be the question. But
it doesn't matter. We're going by what have you done lately, and DeMar.
He also isn't going to play for $5 million. He'd be insane to do that. I don't care how much he likes it down here.
By the way,
you see the contracts that are getting handed out?
Yeah, have I seen him?
He ain't getting $5 million.
I talked about so much about friggin' money between wide receivers and quarterbacks and NBA players.
Don't forget college football players.
And find out what some of these college guys recently are making, too. And
the college game, man.
College football guys are getting part of their deals, getting signing bonuses when they decide to come in on the transfer portal. Friggin' signing bonuses for college guys. I just thought it was you got paid monthly or weekly. Different time, man. Hey, we've got a lot of news. A lot of news. Last night, Marlins go down to the Red Sox 8-3, and they must be really close to trade deadlines at the end of the month. They got a bunch of veterans with really bad batting averages. I don't know if that counts anymore. Did you know they have, in that lineup last night, they have one guy in the starting lineup that's got a batting average of .240 or better?
Is it that bad?
.240.
So what do you?
And
think,
I got to hear my guys.
At the
and I
got to
hear my TV guys.
Last, hey, you figured it out? You got on?
Yeah, I might have figured something out last night.
Nice, man. Did the app work for you?
And I hear him. And I hear him going, you know, he may have a low batting average, but when he hits home runs, he hits home runs. And I was like, okay.
Hey, you know something about that, though, right? Trying to be the broadcaster for a terrible team.
I did a 1-15. Of course I do.
Did you have to put a positive spin on it occasionally? Were they ever pull you in the office like, hey, Joe, you know, like you're
going
to be a little more positive?
I know Mad Dog had it happen once with Wayne Huizenga came in and jumped him hard. But I can honestly tell you, I know nobody believes it, I have never had Wayne, Stephen Ross, or Tom Garfinkel ever say anything about the broadcast. Now, did I get in a little trouble for a couple of other things? Yes. Usually pregame show, giving out information about stuff. But outside of that, happening a few times, I've been pretty good. Now, did I get jumped hard? Yes. Did the way it was handled by the team piss me off? Yes. Because I told somebody and I apologized to somebody and I said, hey, man, I said something. I don't know if it's a big deal. And the guy is a kind of a coward in the way he handled, but he went right to the top. And so I got jumped pretty good. I got scolded. But no, as far as the broadcast, the 3-hour broadcast, no. Nothing.
I mean,
when they're bad,
what
am I going to go? I go, man, listen, this is a bad product right now. We better have more than 80 yards in the first half and two first downs, or we're going to get blown out of this building.
What was that pregame show you did where they stuck you outside and you were wearing a beanie and that jacket? I mean, you were like in the snow and you had like an iPad in front of you.
I don't know.
What was that pre? You remember that pregame? I think it was like for NFL Network or something, wasn't it?
So there was a game where Bob Greasy and Jimmy go, "Hey man, it's your turn." Back then somebody had to go early and do NFL Network.
Yeah.
And we're in Kansas City and they go, "Hey man, you're up." I go, "What's that mean?" "Well, that means you got to go over early and do a live report." That's back where one of the broadcasters for each team had to do a hit for NFL Network in the old days before they had 200 reporters of their own. So I went out there, and it happened to be the second coldest game I've ever, outside of last year's game. Kansas City owns the two coldest games I've ever been to, by the way. Pittsburgh was close, but the two coldest games belong to Kansas City in recent memories.
Aren't
and then somebody
a roof?
Sent me.
I'm betting a new stadium over there, aren't they?
What, Kansas City?
Yeah, did they decide to get a new stadium?
They're not going
to
put a top on it, are they? All these cold weather teams that have this advantage, why would you put a top on? See what it's doing to us, man. What are you thinking? We got to go to break. We'll take a quick break. My boy Kim Bocamper's on his way in. Bo, you take your time. Don't get in anything crazy out there. He's going to join us 7 to 8. By the way, how good a time did you have on that second floor? Huh?
The best.
Huh?
That was awesome.
Bo's Beach.
Bo's got a good spot over there, man.
Congratulations. They hit the jackpot.
That's a hell of a location, by the way. He's basically on the sand there.
Have you ever seen 4,000 people, when it started raining, run for his place? They were knocking each other down to get
I heard inside. The first floor was a little crowded. That's what I heard.
Oh, man.
He must have done well that day. That must have been a good day for business.
We don't want any numbers, Bo. It's none of our business what kind of business you did. We'll take a quick break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Be back in a moment. All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody out there. Hope you have a great 4th of July extended weekend all set up. I do. Hope you have a chance to spend a little time with your family, and if you need to get liquored up a couple of times, go enjoy yourself, and hopefully a little weather. I got like 20 minutes of tennis in yesterday, 20 minutes, and I hear the pro over there who's hitting next to me giving lessons. He says, "Hey, you got 20 minutes," because, you know, they got those radars. And so the lady, and by the way, they don't mess around with Central Park does not mess around with lightning and that stuff. They get you off the court. They don't want anybody falling down, getting hit with that stuff. And so they don't mess around. I'll be down 20 friggin' minutes. That was it. It was great. It was good. And then I felt that little cool air that comes in, and you look up, and here it comes, man. And it can't just sprinkle. It's got to friggin' come down hard. And it did, man. So that was so hopefully I get a little good weather in. This is selfish because nobody cares, but hope I'm able to.
You trying to play this weekend?
Hell yeah.
It's like an eating and drinking weekend, though.
Well, it's that too, but not all day.
We got a nice bottle of tequila waiting for you at home.
By the way.
That's your drink now.
So I do have a couple of good ones, and it's funny you said that because I am going to sip on one. Harvey Cohen.
I know they brought you a nice one.
The Michael Jordan stuff's really good. And I lied to Harvey, and he's been very honest with me. He's a great attorney. Cohen and Judah, and I love those guys. I really do. And sometimes you meet guys and you just go, "Man, I don't care. Like, you guys love to be with you, but if not, man, don't worry about it. I really like you guys." But he got this bottle. That Michael Jordan tequila is friggin' good. It is good. And I promised him we were going to do it. We were going to have some of it together. And Harvey, I lied to you. I just flat out lied to you. I got an early jump on it on the rocks one night and sitting there. Might have been by myself. Might have been one of those moments. I don't know if the wife was in there or not, but yeah, so it's good. But yeah, there might be a little tequila this weekend. Hey, man, we got, I know nobody cares about this story, but I got to bring it up. So the Marlins got all these home games coming up. We're going to be telling, they got fireworks show tonight and stuff. And it's Boston Red Sox. So Boston's got a nice little fan base everywhere they go. They're a little bit like the Chicago Cubs and the Yankees, and they travel. They got their fan base of Boston Red Sox fans down here and wanted to see their team, and they got a nice little win, scored 8 runs last night. So earlier, they get rid of their shortstop, Tim Anderson, who just a few years ago was one of the best hitting shortstops, batting average-wise, in baseball, and just last year kind of lost his mojo, and then this year hoping to get his career going again. He's hitting .214, 65 games, so they put him on the old DFA. Nobody wants to go in the DFA. Designate for assignment. Never a good one. Basically, hey, we're not going to be using you. They're 30-55. And honestly, there's probably more guys to come, because I don't know, unless they're minor league system, you just don't think any of these guys are ready. And if they're not, then you better start looking at the front office if you don't have some guys ready to go. Because last time I checked, don't the Marlins have a draft every year too, or are they left out of the draft to develop players? I don't know.
Maybe they're like me and they need you to remind them when the Major League Baseball draft is every year.
Oh, see, that's messed up. See, that was a shot. All right.
You come in, I don't even know what month it is, but you come in and you're like, you know what today is? Like, I know, your birthday? No, it's the Major League Baseball draft.
I like to watch the draft.
I know you do, I've heard.
I like the baseball draft. I like to see the high school, the college guy, whatever, man. I know it doesn't happen right away, and I know most of those guys, I have no idea who they are, but occasionally there's a guy from South Florida, and I like that.
A lot of guys from South Florida usually, right?
Well,
we got some good baseball programs down here.
That little Douglas program is,
hell yeah,
is sick. I'll tell you who else. American Heritage Plantation got a nice program. Do I see Doral's got a good program? I'm leaving somebody. There are going to be some high school going, oh, you left our freaking program. Columbus used to be a powerhouse. I don't know if they still are.
We have good college baseball down here, too. Obviously, the U and some of those Division II programs have been pretty good.
But I do know this. They're coming in from all over to play for that Douglas program. Yeah. That Douglas baseball program is they got some you know what to them, man. They got themselves a team. But hey, listen, we got some good, really good baseball players. Probably, you know what? I'm not saying it's at a football level. We see all the scholarships we give out for football, and especially in Dade and Broward. But yes, I am aware of the fact that we have a lot of players are going to get drafted. So I want to say this. Jesus Sanchez hit one 2.5 miles last night. Hit like 440-foot. I mean, he just smoked it straightaway center last night. And maybe Brian De La Cruz, Chisholm. I guess those are three guys that the team must be saying that we're going to try to build it around. And De La Cruz got 15 home runs now. And I hope they can get to another level, because most of them have low batting averages, but you know, they have their moments where you go, wow, that guy's got a chance. But I got to tell you, man, they got a lot of guys on that friggin' team that just...
Why do you do this to yourself, man?
I don't know. I should have never got the games going again. Why did you set me up to show me the damn games last night? I don't know why.
You asked me how to get the games on TV. I just helped you with the app.
So the last couple of groups we've had in that front office. Oh,
that
we got to clean
this up. You haven't seen a game in a while?
At least bring the frigging kids up. Bring every good double and triple A guy up there and put him on the team. Why isn't Jeff Conine's kid up there? Why isn't he playing? Put him up there on the team. What the hell? Is he going to strike out like the veteran guys do?
I don't know why you let this get to you. Single year you let this get to you. We got 2 weeks until Dolphins training camp, man.
So
just,
I told
just let
you.
Let it go.
You know, I think I was just telling Bo about this, because I'm trying to think. Usually I'm talking to Bo about these things. I said, you know, Bo, there's nothing like going in my office, and while I'm working on stuff, baseball's just the perfect sport to have on. Because you can do other stuff and still stay zoned in on Winners. Oh, hold on. They're one out. Runners on second and third. They got a chance to take the lead. And then you zone back into the baseball. And then it gets, you know, nobody gets a hit for a while. And guys, so you kind of get away from it. And then you zone back in and a guy, you know, oh, my God, he just roped one. And watch a guy hit one, you know, 430, 440 feet. And you're back in again. And so baseball's got to, for me.
Why don't you just follow a different team?
You know what?
You can get the you download like the Major League Baseball app and you could follow a different team. Why don't you become a Yankee fan or something?
Because
if you want to see
good
baseball.
Jerky.
Yeah, but they're never going to be good. What are you're so worried about it? You let it bother you every year that they're bad.
All right, listen, man. I'm going to break.
I love that you get worked up over it,
unless their guys aren't ready, bring them up.
Texter wants to know where you're sitting for the world record wave. So we're going to join you. They're doing that tonight, I think, right? Is that tonight?
You know what? Hey, smartass, how about my wife and I end up showing up there tonight? Because I joked around. I go, you want to go see some fireworks? So, well, let's wait. I go, no, we can go to the Marlins game. And they got this wave going. They're trying to break the record. Can you imagine sitting out there and they do that close-up and there I am with my wife and we're doing the wave? For how long? 18 minutes or something?
That'd be great. Someone says a couple more really quick, Joe. Is it true Miami doesn't give out scholarships for baseball? That is not a scholarship sport, right? Very limited,
well,
if any, right?
I will tell you, the NIL has helped that.
Yeah.
So those
but traditionally, it's not.
No. No, no, they get scholarships, but they get like half scholarships. Yeah. So, and by the way, UN, that was a problem before this NIL thing, but they have money set aside now for the NIL to help baseball out. So that's not an excuse to not get this baseball program going again.
And one more here. The Marlins gave a rise away, and they're paying his salary this year. This guy, so the guy's name is Ben Dix, right? Ben Dix. He put bent D, you know, D, like two different words, bent D, is a joke, he said.
What's wrong? How do immature guys find this show?
It's actually pretty funny.
Oh, man.
Bro, you get so worked up over the Marlins. It's just, it's comical almost. Like, just enjoy what it is, bro. It's cheap.
What's that mean?
Cheap professional baseball.
I love when you
somewhat professional baseball. You can't have it both ways. You can't go to the games for $2 and be good. So you got to pick one or the other.
One of the announcers for the Marlins last night says,
I shouldn't have logged you into the app.
He says, Jesus Sanchez hits one again. He hits it like hits one 2.5 miles straight over center, straight center field. The center fielder never moves, and he turned around to see how far it was going. And he goes, "I got to tell you, man, he may have a low batting average, but when he hits them, he hits them."
Would you want to be like the guy from Major League, and he's like, "This team sucks."
No, no. I'd love to hear one of those guys go, you know, we got guys hitting from 160 to 170, the low 200s. Maybe we ought to go to the minor league system and see if we've got something there. Of course, that would cost them their job if they said that, because that team, by the way, does police.
I've noticed.
Their
guys. Do they have a different analyst every game? Are they still doing that? Where they
They got the 3 or 4 man rotation. Yeah. All right. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about my rotation this weekend. Your South Florida Chevy dealers, man, Suburbans and Tahoes to the midsize Traverse. Trailblazers, Equinox, and Blazers, whatever you're looking for, man. Now, I was really pushing hard on these Suburbans and Tahoes, or as I like to call it, the Joe Tahoe, because, listen, for summer vacation, I've already taken mine to the West Coast, and I think it's got one more little trip. But I will tell you, you decide to stay away from airports, and you want something comfortable that's roomy for you and your family to be together for a July or August vacation. Well, I'll tell you what, Suburbans and Tahoe, just take one for a test drive. Go see it and then match it up and prices and everything else, all the things important to you. You're going to love them, man. They are roomy. They've added more space to them. I can't say enough about them, really. They've got a perfect SUV for your lifestyle. Hey, listen, Silverado trucks, too. Strong, durable, our number one seller. We ought to just put Silverado trucks at all our dealerships around South Florida. Put them out in front and just put strong and durable, just what you're looking for. Whether it's a full-time working truck or still need a truck to get the family around, we got them all. We make every kind of truck possible to fit your lifestyle. New and used, by the way. So whatever it is you're looking for, from used with low mileage to brand spanking new, Stop by over the 4th of July extended weekend and spend a little time testing a couple. Got a great showroom everywhere for you. Find something you like and take it for a test drive. If you're starting to look around for a new car, truck, or SUV, you're going to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer. In good old San Jose. All right, I don't know what that was all about.
I know that's on my playlist.
I'll tell you what, I like the Beach Boys. Screw this guy. He rips every old guy. Woody does nothing but...
I was trying to be nice with Bo here.
What was that?
The beach, the Bo's Beach.
By the way, we got going on teams yesterday.
I didn't even do any of the Milpitas. I was trying, bro.
I'm tired of talking about the old teams, talking about the Dolphins two championships.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Well, I guess Bo is probably a little bit too, right? Don't you want to have some winning, you know, in recent years?
No, Bo does not get tired of talking about it. I said if Larry Zonk was here, you go, hi, Mr. Zonk. It's
I just
so
said
nice
it would be
to
nice
you.
To win something in modern times.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But you know what? You know, we got to hang on to what we had. You know what I mean? We're coming to the end of the – we're in that 440-yard race, and we're about 15 yards to the finish line. We got to remember what we did back there when the guys are passing us right now.
You know, it's so funny. We were on that cruise, and we had all those guys. It was such a cool time. And Larry's talking. All you guys are around him. All the guys even before me a little bit were there. And I said, Larry, he goes, man, everybody likes being with you, man. You're part of the last time we won a championship. You're even more special with everything.
Well,
but
look, hey, you know, it's funny. I was listening to you guys talking about baseball and stuff like this, and just as I pull in, you know, now that we've kind of doing a little podcast, now I'm kind of getting on social media, which I detest. But you know, it kind of hooks you now.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm pulling in, and I'm looking on Instagram, and all of a sudden it pops up, 21-year-old Dwight Gooden facing 21-year-old Barry Bonds.
Wow.
And they showed the whole series. So it went. They went to a 3-2 count, and Gooden was just blowing. I mean,
right.
Just fastball after fastball, and Barry's swinging for the fences. and it goes 3-2, and he throws a big fastball right at chest level, and Barry takes a big swing, strikes him out, and it was just unbelievable. At that point, those two guys were just beasts, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, listen, Bo. I know. He gives me a hard time. I sit around. Baseball is like the perfect sport to put on when you got stuff going on to put there. You can go in and out of the game, and you're okay. But this thing right now, man. I've been given a hall pass. I know they do everything on the cheap. They do.
Yeah, but they got to put a good product. So speaking of this wave thing, I think they canceled it because, you know, they figured that it's going to go to one section, and it's only going to be one other guy four sections later.
He's right. By the way, we had a few texts. They did cancel.
Canceled
the wave thing.
Sadly. Did they?
Yeah. They canceled. So they didn't.
Who came up with that idea? Like all of a sudden they're going to be. They
what
thought.
What do you think they're going to have? Where they're at right now, you think they're going to have 20,000 people at that stadium?
They thought with the Red Sox in town.
Yeah.
Were going to get a huge crowd.
There you go. Yeah. Well, they would, but the Red Sox, they're going to be drinking already on the way home, and, you know, while they're doing that wave for 20 minutes.
Well, that's. Listen, I love the marketing department, whoever comes up with these things, but the wave thing is. I've been over that for. The wave for a while. Maybe young people like it or something. So anyway, Bo, we got to go back, man. I just told you during a break, and I told you a few times I've seen you since Sunday. That was one of the most enjoyable. I know it rained, it poured, there's lightning and thunder. I enjoyed the hell out of mine. So what a great deal. And by the way, Bo's Beach, you guys, Bo, you were great.
Well, it's, you know, we got a place there that's, you know, luckily they put it right up in front of us.
So
it gave us a, you know, if we didn't do good that day, we would be packing up and leaving. You know what I mean?
Bo, so I got to ask you, is that the same place they put the concerts?
Yes, that's, yeah.
They always have that same location.
So for Tortuga, they've got one stage directly across from us, and then they got one at the south end, down by where that hotel is down there. But we always get.
Damn.
So I'll tell you, when we first bought the building, it was kind of a decrepit old restaurant. Again, everyone remembers those swingers out there, those little, you know, kind of whatever they were, the swinging.
I'm very aware of that place before.
And so, you know, I forgot about that. There's always tangents. There's always tangents everywhere. You know?
Everything's connected.
So anyway, so Mary and I, you know, we'd only had it for maybe a month. And Tortuga's in there and say, hey, let's just ride down there, you know, and we'll park and go up on the roof. And, you know, it was dilapidated.
Yeah, it was bad shape.
So it was just her and I. We brought two beach chairs. sat him up on the top level, brought us a little cooler, you know, had some wine and stuff like that. And we sat there and watched Darius Rucker put on a show.
Wow.
And like, it's like you're sitting right in front of him. So, yeah, it's a pretty good spot there. And, you know, the good thing for us is that, you know, there were so many people that I talked to in there that go, wow, I didn't know this place was like this. So I think we got a lot of new customers that because it really is.
Well, you probably had 10,000 people around that.
Great place.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was. Yeah, I tell you, but
staff was great. By the way, the girls.
No,
the whole group.
Yeah, absolutely. I went around and talked to most of them and just said, hey man, you guys are just doing great because it was tough for them because I mean it was people drinking hard. And people wanting their drinks really quick, you know. So
yeah, no, it was.
But I got to tell you this: what really made the whole day wasn't our place. It was that team and the way and those fans when it started rain, when that lightning cracked about it looked like 100 yards off the beach. No one budged.
No,
you know, nobody.
They weren't
budged.
Giving up their spot,
and they weren't giving up. And I've heard people say, I saw something where they were taking some. I guess they came down Los Olas or one of those things just to kind of get into and they're going, oh, look, they're saying there were a lot of people. They're looking at that.
Right.
They weren't looking at the beach.
Right.
You know, I think it was on Levitard's show. You know, they're trying to throw them under the bus. And, look, no one cares about the Panthers. Man, I tell you what, when I saw a picture from Goldie where he was standing on the stage and you couldn't see the end of the people going down the beach and on the streets. And so – and for all those fans to stay there with that weather, and for those players, I mean, that parade was only about 3 miles long.
The good news is
they stopped every single step along the way and just embraced those.
Yes, they did.
Embraced those fans.
On and off the buses and cars. And the good news for everybody, they were pretty liquored up by the time they got to that stage. And we got some great stuff for you that
Big Mo
will have for you when we come back here in just a second for the 7 o'clock hour. Kim Bocamper in studio with us today, and we got a lot of stuff to get to. But I got to talk to you about. So I'm not proud of this, and I did share this with Bo before it happened. I said, Bo, I think I got ED and low T, and he goes, oh God, Joe. I said, yeah, it's bad. Thank God for Atlantic Men's Clinic. I said, thank God. 6 months ago, I go in there. And, you know, you go in there and you feel like an old man and you're tired all the time and you have no drive to do anything. Your sex drive is completely gone. I got my wife making excuses for me at night. Oh, you're probably tired and stressed out. I go, no, something's wrong. This is not normal. I've done this before. And so anyway, listen, Atlantic Men's Clinic, for anybody going through this in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, Atlantic Men's Clinic and their 6 locations throughout South Florida. Man, it works. It works. It works. This is not some guys going around saying, I think I have low T and ED. I mean, guy, we don't do that. I mean, because other guys will laugh at you. Nobody wants to be laughed at and all that stuff. But I want to let you know, man, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised to test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free, okay? Listen, make the call. That first appointment with their professionals, the way to go. And I promise you this, you will knock out. You'll get your testosterone levels where they need to be, and you'll knock out ED at the same time. How's that sound? Call them today, 877-455-7300. Within weeks. I've been going there 6 months. This is the best I have felt in a long time. 877-455-7300. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get more information today.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In good old San Jose.
All right, I don't know what that was all about.
I know that's on my playlist.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I like the Beach Boys. Screw this guy. He rips every old guy. Woody does nothing but...
I was trying to be nice with Bo here.
What was that?
The beach, the Bo's Beach.
By the way, we got going on teams yesterday.
I didn't even do any of the Milpina stuff. I was trying, bro.
I'm tired of talking about the old teams, talking about the Dolphins two championships.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Well, I guess Bo is probably a little bit too, right? Don't you want to have some winning, you know, in recent years?
No, Bo does not get tired of talking about it. I said if Larry Zonk was here, you go, hi, Mr. Zonk.
I just said it would be nice
to
win something in, you know, more modern times.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But you know what? You know, we got to hang on to what we had. You know what I mean? We're coming to the end of the – we're in that 440-yard race, and we're about 15 yards to the finish line. We got to remember what we did back there when the guys are passing us right now.
You know, it's so funny. We were on that cruise, and we had all those guys. It was such a cool time, and Larry's talking. All you guys are around him. All the guys even before me a little bit were there, and I said, Larry, he goes, man, say everybody likes being with you, man. You're part of the last time we won a championship. You're even more special with everything.
Well,
but
look, he's hey, you know, it's funny. I was listening to you guys talking about baseball and stuff like this, and just as I pull in, you know, I'm now that we've kind of doing a little podcast. Now I'm kind of getting on social media, which I detest. But you know, it kind of hooks you now.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm pulling in and I'm looking on Instagram, and all of a sudden it pops up, 21-year-old Dwight Gooden facing 21-year-old Barry Bonds.
Wow.
And they showed the whole series. So it went. They went to a 3-2 count, and Gooden was just blowing. I mean,
right.
Just fastball after fastball, and Barry's swinging for the fences. and it goes 3-2, and he throws a big fastball right at chest level, and Barry takes a big swing, strikes him out, and it was just unbelievable. At that point, those two guys were just beasts, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, listen, Bo. I know. He gives me a hard time. I sit around. Baseball is like the perfect sport to put on when you got stuff going on to put there. You can go in and out of the game, and you're okay. But yeah, this thing right now, man. I've been given a hall pass. I know they do everything on the cheap. They do.
Yeah, but they got to put a good product. So speaking of this wave thing, I think they canceled it because, you know, they figured that, you know, it's going to go to one section, and then it's only going to be one other guy four sections later.
He's right, by the way. We had a few texts. They did cancel
canceled
the wave thing.
Did they?
Yeah. They canceled. So they didn't.
Who came up with that idea? Like all of a sudden they're going to be.
Do you think they're going to have where they're at right now? You think they're going to have 20,000 people at that stadium?
They thought with the Red Sox in town, were going to get a huge crowd.
There you go. Yeah, well, they would, but the Red Sox, they're going to be drinking already on the way home, and, you know, while they're doing that wave for 20 minutes.
Well, listen, I love the marketing department, whoever comes up with these things, but the wave thing is, I've been over that for. The wave for a while. Maybe young people like it or something. So anyway, Bo, we got to go back, man. I just told you during a break, and I told you a few times I've seen you since Sunday. That was one of the most enjoyment. I know it rained, it poured, there's lightning and thunder. I enjoyed the hell out of mine. So what a great deal. And by the way, Bo's Beach, you guys, Bo, you were great.
Well, it's, you know, we got a place there that's, you know, luckily they put it right up in front of us,
and so
it gave us a, you know, if we didn't do good that day, we would be packing up and leaving. You know what I mean?
Well, so I got to ask you, is that same place they put the concerts?
Yes, that's
They always have that same location.
So for Tortuga, they've got one stage directly across from us, and then they got one at the south end, down by where that hotel is down there. But we always get
damn.
So I'll tell you, when we first bought the building. It was kind of a decrepit old restaurant. Everyone remembers those swingers out there, those little, you know, kind of whatever they were, the swinging.
I'm very aware of that place before.
And so, you know, I forgot about that. There's always tangents. There's always tangents everywhere. You know?
Everything's connected.
So anyway, so Mary and I, you know, we'd only had it for maybe a month. And Tortugas in there say, hey, let's just ride down there, you know, we'll park and go up on the roof. And, you know, it was dilapidated.
It was bad
shape. So it was just her and I. We brought two beach chairs, sat them up on the top level, brought us a little cooler, you know, had some wine and stuff like that. And we sat there and watched Darius Rucker put on a show.
Wow.
And like, it's like you're sitting right in front of him. So, yeah, it's a pretty good spot there. And, you know, the good thing for us is that, you know, there were so many people that I talked to in there that go, wow, I didn't know this place was like this. So I think we got a lot of new customers that because it really is.
Oh, you probably had 10,000 people
around that great place.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was. Yeah, I tell you, but
staff was great, by the way. The girls.
No,
the whole group.
Yeah, absolutely. I went around and talked to most of them and just said, hey man, you guys are just doing great, because it was tough for them, because I mean it was people drinking hard and people wanting their drinks really quick, you know. So
yeah, no, but, it was.
But I got to tell you this, the you know, what really made the whole day, it wasn't us, it wasn't our place, it was that team and the way, and those fans, when it started raining, when that lightning cracked about, it looked like 100 yards off the beach, no one budged.
No.
You know, nobody
They weren't
budged.
Giving up their spot.
And they weren't giving up. And I've heard people say, I saw something where they were taking some, I guess they came down Los Olas or one of those things just to kind of get into and they're going, oh, look, they're saying there were a lot of people. They're looking at that.
Right.
They weren't looking at the beach.
Right.
You know, I think it was on Levitard's show, you know, they're trying to throw them under the bus. And look, no one cares about the Panthers. Man, I tell you what, when I saw a picture from Goldie where he was standing on the stage and you couldn't see the end of the people going down the beach and on the streets. And for all those fans to stay there with that weather, and for those players, I mean, that parade was only about 3 miles long.
The good news is
they stopped every single step along the way and just embraced those.
Yes, they did.
Embraced those fans.
On and off the buses and cars. And the good news for everybody, they were pretty liquored up by the time they got to that stage. And we got some great stuff for you that
Big Mo
will have for you when we come back here in just a second for the 7 o'clock hour. Kim Bocamper in studio with us today, and we got a lot of stuff to get to. But I got to talk to you about something. I'm not proud of this, and I did share this with Bo before it happened. I said, Bo, I think I got ED and low T. And he goes, oh, God, Joe. I said, yeah, it's bad. Thank God for Atlantic Men's Clinic. I said, thank God. 6 months ago, I go in there, and you know, you go in there and you feel like an old man and you're tired all the time and you have no drive to do anything. Your sex drive is completely gone. I got my wife making excuses for me at night. Oh, you're probably tired and stressed out. I go, no, something's wrong. This is not normal. I've done this before. And so anyway, listen, Atlantic Men's Clinic, for anybody going through this in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, Atlantic Men's Clinic and their 6 locations throughout South Florida. Man, it works. It works. It works. This is not something guys go around saying, I think I have low T and ED. I mean, guys, we don't do that. I mean, because other guys will laugh at you. Nobody wants to be laughed at and all that stuff. But I want to let you know, man, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised to test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free, okay? Listen, make the call. That first appointment with their professionals, the way to go. And I promise you this, you will knock out. You'll get your testosterone levels where they need to be, and you'll knock out ED at the same time. How's that sound? Call them today, 877-455-7300. Within weeks. I've been going there 6 months. This is the best I have felt in a long time. 877-455-7300. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get more information today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.